Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on the deal. What was it like? Can you talk us through the prank you pulled this morning?
I don't really see it as a prank. You know, for the people that I'm an entertainer, I'm going to entertain. So, I was missing the Mafia. Simple as that. I was missing the Bills Mafia, and I had to figure out which way I could do to, you know, get a little bit of something back and forth. And, you know, they love it, they hate it, but it's me. I can't change.
How long did you have that planned?
I didn't. Today was kind of real sporadic because I woke up to a call from my agent and he was like, yo, like they're going to put the news out in an hour. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I have an hour to troll. So I just woke up trolling after my workout. So it was like troll. But hey, it isn't what it is. Oh, man. I hate it. I hate it and I love it. It's just like I figured, like, you know, you talk about ranch, if I can eat ranch. And they were like, ranch is not a buffalo thing, so he can't be talking about buffalo. So just to keep him buzzing. But there's no plan. And my brain spins. And when it spins, I just spit out. So
it kept all of us on our toes, too.
Yeah.
You had told us at the end of last season you felt you had had your best year yet. How do you want to follow that up now that you've got, you know, three more years locked in here?
Yeah. Everything that we need, and we consistently say it, it's right in our hands. It's right in our backyard. If we're talking about me personally, I did have the best season of my career last year. I figured my niche out. I figured out what I needed, and the sources were there. You know, Will, I'm gonna speak on Will, right? Like Will and Greenberg at the facility, like everything outside of football that didn't come to me, kick sliding and all this stuff, I mastered with Will. And then I mastered the little individual things inside of my kick step after mastering the stuff outside of football. If I didn't confuse you there, like hopefully, but you're following along, and it worked. So I think the recipe for what we're pushing for is there, and I see it, and I've always seen it, and I'm there to help make that happen and to make it happen. But as an individual, I'm just gonna get better. I'm planning on more Pro Bowls, more All Pros, more all of that. If we're talking about self stuff, like I'm planning on being the best version of myself, again and again and again and again and again and again. And for the community, you know, like I can never leave that community. Like I wouldn't walk away for nothing, you know. But myself, I'm going to just keep growing and trying at my best to be the best version of myself and to help my teammates lead and become men and grow into this life of an NFL athlete.
Thanks, Deion. Congrats again. Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Hi, Deion. Congrats.
What's up, Matt?
Nothing, Deion. Well, I think you kind of sent us all into a frenzy for about 10 minutes. So I guess part one of my question is, who did you tell that you were going to be an entertainer? Because when you posted it, like even Daquan Jones responded, like, what's going on? Did anybody know?
I didn't tell anybody, no. Because when it comes down to it, though, like, you can't be trusted.
They were going to snitch on you.
Somebody was going to squeal. And I was like, man, it'll only be pure if I keep it home. So you did.
Why Buffalo? Why do you want to be here long term? Why is this the place that you want to spend, you know, the next several years?
Why Buffalo? You know, I kind of see it in a way, Matt, where when you start a new chapter in your life, you're born again. Like something is born, like something is created, something is transformed, something happens. Some light grows, some light just starts to shine. And I feel like when I got drafted to the Buffalo Bills, and my weird analogies, right? And my weird analogies that I can't get away from, like I was born, like I was a baby. I was born and Buffalo was my mother and my father. So who the heck wants to walk away from mom and dad? Cause I don't. And that's how, and I see it, like Buffalo embraced me. And when it comes to loyalty, like even when it could be the wrong thing or the right thing, or I'm loyal to what's loyal to me, and Buffalo has been loyal to me. And when it comes to being loyal, I try to define that and I try to live by that. And that's why, you know, Buffalo has shown me love, and I don't want to be like one of those guys to walk away from greatness and to walk away because, oh, there's palm trees or, you know, like there's casinos. Like, no, like Buffalo is Buffalo. I love it. The freaking snow, the wings, the table jumps, the mats on the interviews. Like I like you guys. Like I really do, man. And I can't see myself starting over with somebody else. It'll be fake. Like I can't go somewhere else and smile in some other fan's face. Nah, bro. I gave too much to you guys. And, Buffalo is me and Bean and McDermott and Pagula. Like that's why. Like Sean McDermott, honestly, is freaking why. Brandon Bean and his family is why. And of course, the Pagulas and everything that they've done and their kids and the and relationship that I've grown with his children. Like, bro, it is amazing. And like, what else more do you want? Like Buffalo is beautiful, just like the next place. So I got all of my friends and family there. So I'm there.
Awesome. Congrats, Deion. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Hey, Deion, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Love the shirt. Love the look. Looking good.
You know, got to have my tats out since I'm chasing interviews, you know what I'm saying, with my shirts out. But I got to have my shirt off. I'm a shirt off guy.
Amazing. Curious for you, you just talked about why Buffalo. What is it like for you, though, that they want to give, you know, commit to you in this way, you know, after all these years there, after being a draft pick, to like them be like, no, we want you here for the foreseeable future. What is that like for you?
What is that like? Hopefully I answered the question the right way. I have a hard time of just trying to be normal, right? Like, I'm at a position and I am at a place that I can change the narrative for offensive line, men I could, you know, make it better, make it cooler to be an offensive lineman. And Buffalo is one of those places that I can do that. And coming into the NFL, I always knew my goal. I wanted to create a different lane for offensive linemen. And I feel like Buffalo shows and gives me the platform and gives me the opportunity to show that offensive linemen are just as cool as your quarterback. And they're just as cool as your receiver. Like we all have personalities. Like we might not be the glam position on the football field, but if you really just look behind the curtain, the big guys are usually the ones that, you know, are the characters and have the personalities and go over and beyond. And I'm just trying to, you know, just shine light on the big guys and just show them that, you know, it's cool to be big. Hopefully sure. I answered what your question.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm curious, obviously, with Mitch moving on this offseason. Just like, how do you view from a leadership perspective the hole that has to fill on the line and like how you guys move forward without him this season?
Yeah, there's always a hole when you lose your center. Simple as that. But me and Mitch led that room together. Even though I didn't have a C on my chest, I was in every captain's meeting. I was in every decision-making point. We were there together. And when it's just like the Army, it truly is. Like if you have a first, I don't want to say it wrong, but if you have like a first sergeant and then you have a younger guy underneath him, like we all know, like in this world, like we're playing with flying bullets. Like anybody can go down at any time due to an injury, due to a trade, due to something with the contract. So everybody has to be ready to do their part at all times. And the beautiful thing about it is, you know, Mitch goes on, and now Mitch is going to be with the Jaguars. So when it comes down to it, I'm more so happy that, you know, Mitch is able to continue to play football and provide for his family. But when it comes to Buffalo in a way of taking a hit of leadership roles, there's so many guys that have been picking everybody's brain that everybody is a leader in their own way. And from the inside, I don't want to say like it's not a big deal, but like we're going to be okay regardless, like, and I'm still going to call Mitch. I'm still going to ask Mitch, what should I do and what shouldn't be done or what needs to happen? Like we're all still connected. It just sucks that Dad won't be there. But yeah, it's part of this league.
Yeah. One very last question for me. Did you make the picture yourself that you put out there? The wording was, the spacing was wild. Like, did you make
it? Of course I did.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
I had to trip you out because it was like all over the place. Yeah. High and little and big words and low words. Yeah. That's how I do. You know, that's the inside of my head. Like the inside of my brain is wild. So that's what you guys got.
Glad we got to see a little bit of that.
Yeah. I don't want you guys to see too much. You might get scared.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Deion.
Who's that?
This is Sean from Orchard Park Beat. I was just calling. You describe yourself as an entertainer, and I was just wondering maybe if you could share a song with us to mark this special occasion.
You said Sean from I'm gonna tell you, Sean. I don't know who it is, but you sound like McDermott. And if I were to say, if this is Sean, welcome, because I don't know you, but Sean, I'm going to talk to you like I'll talk to my head coach. Let's ride. Let's ride out. And the song of choice that I would say, it'll probably be Sweet Home Alabama, but I would probably change it to Sweet Home Buffalo. So Sweet Home Buffalo.
and maybe you could talk about the wardrobe you're wearing for this special occasion today for all of us.
Shirtless snow, man. Shirtless snow. I don't care what nobody say. This is Sean. It got to be Sean. Talk like that. I knew it. Yeah. I was about to say, man. I'm about to say, like, yeah. Ain't nobody that sound and like that. That's Sean McDeezy, man. What up?
What up, buddy? Congratulations, yeah, I'm sure, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. We locked and loaded, man.
I just wanted to hear a little rap, you know, a little song that you had.
See, everybody wants a little bit of entertainment when all the season starts, right?
Hey, you said you're an entertainer, man. So I had to jump on and be like, hey, let's hear a song.
I got you, man. What up, though? Sweet. Yeah, that's the remix. We need that. Mom, I'm coming home to you.
Yeah. Oh, you're the best, buddy. We love you, man. See you guys. I
appreciate
later.
You. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, Dion, John Warrell, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Well, how cool is that? We don't often get a coach that comes on one of these Zoom calls to congratulate you on coming back. How nifty, how cool is that to have Sean welcome you back that way?
You know, it's just, it's cool. Yes, it's very cool to simply answer, but that kind of just shows on like what I was just like talking about. Like when it comes down to it, it's McD, it's Dean, it's Pegula's. Like, come on, like, that's my head coach. Like, my head coach just jumped on a Zoom call where he could be chilling with his family just to say a couple things and to put a smile on at my face. So it's those little wins that the coaches and the people here go over and beyond to do to make it special. And we all know that it's a business. And for them to continue to do and what they do, it means everything to all of them. And it's hard. Like, he's in a position where it's tough to make decisions and it's tough to move pieces and to do what he does. But that right there just shows why McD is in McD. Like, there ain't no coach like him, man. He's a stone cold killer and he's a good man at heart. And that's all I can ask for. And a great father, you know, so it's a win-win-win for Sean McDDD.
and just the last thing, I mean, there, you talked about this being a business and how you felt for not having Mitch there, and you also lost Jordan and Trey, but how mindful were you in these renegotiations and in doing this deal? Were you of the salary cap hit and perhaps being mindful of what your contract could do, especially this year, moving forward, as far as a hit against the team, if you know what I'm saying?
I do know. So one, I'm gonna try to answer that in three ways. I won't try to ramble. So try to keep me on track. All right. So number one, when you see the news of people getting cut and people getting released and all this stuff and going on, and then you know that you're in negotiations for a contract, it sucks. Because the money has to be shifted around and whatever. And I don't want to take from any of my brothers. Two, I had the best season of my career last year, knowing that. I had the best season of my career. I could have waited. I could have waited. And I could have had another great season and then asked to be the highest paid left tackle ever. Like, that's how that goes. And me, I would rather there be more money to go around for my teammates and for us to build the Super Bowl team that we need to win than for me to be like, oh, I want $650 million. Like, bro, like I want our teammates to be able to take care of their other families. Number one, I want people to be happy. Number two, and I want to play great ball with happy teammates. I don't want nobody to be bitter. I don't want nobody to be upset. And, you know, like you got to be mindfulness. Well, you have to be mindful when it comes to doing things and really like what you're asking for. Like, are you asking for something that's going to hurt others, or are you asking for something that is going to do well for the mass? And obviously I am one of those guys that I'm for the mass. I really am. And I love my guys, and I hope whatever and whoever is supposed to get theirs can and get theirs, and we can continue to move forward, because we're all here for and one reason, and that's to bring a Super Bowl to Orchard Park, and to walk through that city with that trophy and have our own celebration. So that's why, and we're here. So for whoever needs a piece of the pot or the pie, tip my hat. Go ahead and get it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.